Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Nina. May I have your order number to pull your account, please?
How you doing, Nina? My name is Vince with A&M. Nina, that order number is 071 Alpha 3 Echo 17.
071 AE 17. 071 A 3 E 17.
Yeah, 3 E 17.
One moment accessing that account. Is that Taryn Shetty?
Yes, 3140 North Sheffield Avenue, apartment 405, Chicago, Illinois.
And how can I help you with this pre-measure?
All right, actually, Nina, this is not a pre-measure. The customer purchased a GE 36-inch range hood. It's been finally installed after a couple times of the teams coming out here. The customer needs a extension that he purchased, I guess, through Best Buy that they had ordered from GE, an extension chimney piece. The piece is, I believe it's not the right size. The customer stating that it's too big and it doesn't sit in the proper spot for the chimney that it's on now. I know I'm not supposed to take any pieces that I'm not supposed to touch without any, you know, any SKUs or order for them. But the customer does not want the chimney here right now. He wants to know if I can take it back to the warehouse. And then he wants to know if he can just get a reselect or see if the customer salesperson can help him out by finding a different chimney or the correct one, the one that will fit properly.
Who delivered that chimney?
It appears it looked like it was delivered from the warehouse. It has a warehouse tag on it. He also stated that Best Buy said the customer resolution center said that we would take it though when we come for the pre-measure. I just want to make sure that it's okay that I put my hands on something that I don't have, you know, orders or a SKU to touch.
No, it is not. What is the person name who asked him? Do he know the agent's name who said that he was going to take it? That you were going to take it?
He said no, he doesn't remember.
I see another order on here. Let me see, is it on this other order? Hold one moment. Okay, both of these are measures. What they would have to do is, because I don't know how to do that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to help them out, but I know I'm not allowed to touch it because it's going to cause some major confusion in the warehouse when they go to check back a piece in that's not supposed to be there. And to tell the truth, I don't want to be responsible for holding on to this guy in my truck until it's ready to go back.
You can't take it because you didn't deliver it. They're going to have to call the store and have the store
put an order for a delivery,
for pickup,
right?
Yes. On
That's
this order, what you say your name was?
Vince.
Yes,
ma'am.
And you said on today, today is the 22nd.
Yeah, the 22nd, yeah. Is it possible to get it set up for maybe tomorrow, Nina, to get it expedited just to get picked up and returned back to the warehouse tomorrow? Like, can we set up an order for that or no? Because he doesn't want it here. He's actually kind of mad that, you know, it's not the right one that works with his hood, and it came in like a huge shipping crate. So he's got little kids, and he's kind of scared the kids are going to hurt themselves on it. They're playing on it, and it's like raw wood. So he's scared they're going to, you know, scratch or cut themselves. Is it possible to set it up for, like, tomorrow to have it picked up if it's just a pickup?
I'll have to call the DOD. But I want to, before we even call them, I need to get clarification. You came out to do a pre-measure. What happened?
Actually, no, it wasn't a pre-measure. It was just a pre-measure for the chimney extension for the piece that he has here that's not the right size. The customer wanted me to come out and measure the chimney so he can get the proper measurement so he can get to the salesperson to see what he needed.
Okay, and did you do that?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay. You say customer needs a chimney extension. Oh, that's what this measure was for.
Yes, ma'am.
Measure for chimney extension. And what is the measurements?
He's going to need one that's 12 inches wide, 10 and a quarter in diameter. And then the overall height he's going to need, well, from the bottom of the cooktop all the way to the ceiling is 41 and a quarter inches.
Okay.
I'm actually going to take pictures. I have pictures, and I'm going to load them up on the e-track as well, Nina.
Okay. I need to type what you just told me. You said 12 inches wide.
Yes.
What else?
By 10 and a quarter in depth from front to back.
10 and three quarters.
No, 10 and a quarter, one quarter.
One quarter.
Yep.
One quarter depth. And the other dimension?
The height from the top of his cooktop to the ceiling is about 41 and a quarter inches.
41 and one quarter height.
Yeah, but when you buy the adjustable ones, like the sleeves, they sleeve inside of each other, so they're for different lengths.
So are you saying check the sleeve length?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying they come in adjustable sizes. So, they may have some for like 20 inches, 20 to like 50, or like 40 to 50 inches, and then 50 to 60 inches, as they slide into and retract from each other.
And you call this a slider?
Yeah. They slide into each other, one inside of the other. It's like a sleeve almost.
Slider sleeve.
Yeah.
Slider sleeves come in different sizes, different lengths.
Yeah, they come in different lengths, adjustable lengths, like range lengths, not just one specific length. They come in range lengths.
Okay, different range lengths. Okay, I can put on here that customer is demanding tech return the chimney extension.
Yeah, he's actually right here, Nina, if you want to talk to him too.
Okay, chimney extension. Which home delivery?
I'm assuming home delivery would probably bring it out.
No, I'm talking about who delivered it. Which home delivery previously delivered? Okay. Now we got clarification. I would love to speak with the customers so we can call the DODC. If they give us permission to do it, be able to create the order now, we can do it.
Okay. Yeah, he's right here, Nina. He can hear you.
Wonderful. Hi, this is Nina at XPO Logistics. I'm Best Buy service provider. This is Karan Shetty?
Yes, Nina. My name is Karan. That's correct.
Okay. And, sir, the technician stated that the chimney extension was previously delivered by home delivery. He said that he came out on a pre-measure for the chimney extension. He provided the dimensions for me. He did also say that it wasn't compatible, that you need to reselect one that fits. Is that correct?
That is correct, ma'am.
Okay. And yes.
Go ahead. I'll get to that later. Go ahead.
Okay. And he also said that you're requesting him to return it. So what I'm going to do is reach out to the store to see can they grant us permission to do that because
sure.
We didn't deliver it.
Absolutely. I'll just give you a really quick rundown of what happened. We ordered six, one, two, three, four, five, six, six, seven items from Best Buy in November. Was delayed because of the range hood, six of which came in February. The range hood did not. The range hood extension came in. So we had the fridge, oven, microwave, all those things. It came in February, put it in. Range hood, there's just a bunch of different things that went wrong. But finally, when the range hood actually came in, the delivery guys, I'm guessing from XPO, they said that they wouldn't install it out here because of the backsplash. So I had my contractor, because Best Buy wasn't getting back to me, I had my contractor come and have a look. And so when he opened the packaging to install it, so the range hood itself does come with the chimney, but that is too short, which is why Best Buy had said that I need to get an extension hood, which came in this very big box. When my contractor opened that box, the extension hood that Best Buy asked me to buy does not fit on the range hood itself. The chimney that came with the range hood is too short, and the extension one is way too big. It's just big on all dimensions. So there is a slot right on top of the range hood where this chimney has to fit in. So it needs to be the exact dimensions. Otherwise, it's just loosely standing out there. The extension that they told me to get, or that they ordered for me, is way too big on all fronts. It just will not fit into that slot. So now I have this massive box that's just wooden box that's just lying in the middle of the house. It's a hazard for my kids. Now, here's the other thing, is I have been speaking to Best Buy's conflict resolution for the last month and a half. And the last time I spoke to them was last week when they set up this appointment saying that, hey, someone will come and measure it so that we get the exact dimensions. And when they see that the one that we ordered before, the extension that we ordered before is too big, they will take it with them. So that was what I was told from their side. So okay. That's my spiel, that's my part.
I appreciate that update, sir. What I will have to do is I'm going to place you all on a brief hold so we can see if he able to take it, because we can't. Do it just, I understand what you're saying, but I have to call the store to make sure, so they can clear it if we can take it or not.
Sure.
Okay. Hold one moment. I want to place the technician on a brief hold so we can see, can we get confirmation of this?
All right.
Thank you. Hold one moment.